Welcome to the Tall Poppies podcast. To find out more about our guests or the content of the program, including information about the musical excerpts, visit our website at tall-poppies.com. Hello, Brendan O'Shea here, welcoming you to this, the short edition of the Tall Poppies podcast. As a journalist working internationally for decades, I've constantly been amazed at the number of Australians living outside Australia, high profile or otherwise, who have remarkable careers and, what's more, remarkable stories to tell. In this podcast, we'll be meeting some of those exceptional individuals. This episode, it's Melbournian stage director Barry Koski.
There is a trait in Australian society that there's a sort of idea that people should not speak out or achieve beyond a certain level. But that happens in any culture that is a sort of island culture. It happens in the UK a lot, also an island. It happens in Israel, which is sort of an island, sort of psychological island, and it happens in Australia. It's very contradictory because on one hand, people are very proud of success. On the other hand, in certain areas, it can be very cynical. However, what's interesting in Australia is that there's no tall poppy syndrome in sports.
Barry's acclaimed productions have appeared in many of the world's top opera houses. And in 2012 in Berlin, he became the artistic director of the city's Komische Oper, where his invigorating productions of standard repertoire stand alongside neglected works by Jewish composers of the Weimar era. But as Barry reminds us, it all started in Australia.
I had fantastic experience and opportunities. I was mentored by fantastic people and supported by fantastic individuals.
You'd already encountered so much of this much earlier with those rather phenomenal grandparents, Hungarian, Russian. They must have had an incredible influence on you right from the beginning.
Yes, in different ways. I mean, my parents saw very early on that I was like a sponge. I wanted everything. So they took me to everything. They took me to concerts, theatre, symphony concerts, dance, musicals, exhibitions, literally from the word go, from when I was sort of five. So I had this sort of classical, this education, particularly my Hungarian grandmother, who I've written about and talk about, of course, a lot, because she really was the seminal influence as an individual. I mean, my parents are not artistic, but they were, in a way, like the philanthropists. They sponsored the whole thing. But my grandmother was the figure that was this living, breathing example of this world, this pre-war assimilated Hungarian Jewish world, where she had heard all these famous singers and met these famous composers and conductors and could talk about Goethe and Schiller and all of these names that were, you know, flung out to me, which weren't the names that my fellow students at Melbourne Grammar were getting from their parents and grandparents.
What's your observation from here and what's coming out of Australia? That when we have a lot of good singers, we have a lot of composers these days writing interesting things that are in demand. What do you see and what's changed perhaps over the years?
I don't know why we're always surprised when there are sort of talented people in Australia who do very well, whether it's in dance or whether it's in music or whatever. We have an extraordinary high level. If it's a country that's only 25 million people, there's an extraordinary level, high level of creativity. You go to most top orchestras in the world and there's invariably one or two Aussies in the orchestra, as there are in the Berlin Philharmonic or the Staatskapelle or the London Symphony Orchestra. You go to most major ballet companies around the world, it's invariably some Aussie dancers in there. But I think also that Australia suffers a little bit from the European consciousness, from the cliches. Most Germans tend to think of Australia as a fantastic tourist destination still. If the associations people have with Australia in Germany or the German-speaking world are landscape, 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 holiday destination, holiday destination, holiday destination, good coffee. That's what I hear. They're always going, oh, my God, the coffee's so fabulous. which is a little bit depressing when people come back and tell you that the landscape's beautiful, the food's fantastic, and the coffee's good. And you go, anything else?
Opera and theatre director Mel Burney and Barry Kosky there. To hear the full edition of this program, visit iTunes or pop by our website, tall-poppies.com. That's tall-poppies.com. Tall Poppies, the podcast, was produced in Berlin and made possible through the support of the Australian Embassy in Germany. I'm Brendan O'Shea, and I look forward to welcoming you again very soon. Goodbye.